Hey, it's Deanna and Justin.
Hello.
Yo.
All right. Liar. Vacation stories.
Vacation. Go. Okay. So I was on vacation in California, and we were trying In-N-Out for the first time, and I was very excited. So we get it. It's delicious. The next morning, I woke up in hives, and I thought it was from the In-N-Out. I was like, oh, my God, I'm allergic to something.
Yeah.
It was from my sunscreen.
We went on a family vacation at Myrtle Beach, and there was like three families. We each had our own, got our own condo, walked into ours. Beautiful. My aunt walks into hers, immediately calls my mother and goes, we have to switch places. She's like, why? She goes, someone freshly shaved their whole body and it's all over the toilet. All right, we'll tell you who's lying at the end. I got a mullet.
I noticed.
Well,
I said, you have a mullet.
What happened was, like a month ago, I have not cut the top of my hair in like 9-10 months, right? So it's super long. And I'm like, I've been wearing the same hairstyle, sans hat, for like 10 years, right? Just comb over. And I'm like, I have no weddings coming up. I've got nothing. I'm like, I went to my barber and I said, let's do something completely different. She's like, she called it the baseball cut because all the baseball players get it.
Yeah.
And she's like, do you want to do a mullet? I'm like, yeah. So we did it. Oh. So we did it. It looked good. And then I went back yesterday and I'm like, we have to trim it up a little bit because I do have to not wear a hat for an event next weekend. My friends are getting inducted into our college's athletics hall of fame.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm going to bring a hat with me and then immediately put the hat on afterwards. So she trimmed up the side so I can like slick it back. So it's like slick back mullet. And I'm just going to rock it. I'm not going to like go long though.
It's a fancy mullet.
Yeah. Or they call it the burst fade, a controlled mullet. I'm not going to let it get long in the back, though. Like, because it curls. The back gets curlier than the front, the top. So we'll see how it goes.
Oh,
and if I don't
gosh.
Like it, I'll just cut it off and grow back again.
I don't know if I love that.
My hair grows very quickly. Listen, everybody. My mom liked it. My friends liked
really?
It. Really? Yo, yeah. People love. I got lots of compliments on the fake mullet.
Yeah. Well, not a lot of people have the guts to do it. I think that's the thing.
I live in a world where my hair grows so fast
yeah.
that if I hate it, I can just.
That's true.
Like when women cut off half an inch, like, my hair's so short. I'm like, nope, it's the same. Like on TikTok.
It feels short. It feels different.
As I have had long hair and then I cut it a little bit and I go, same.
But do you remember that time I got like 6 inches chopped
that's
off my
hair? That's a lot of hair.
And Jacob didn't even notice.
I guess if you see someone every day, if you see like, that's why I told you this before, I'm convinced that celebrities' hair grows faster than everybody.
Yeah.
So like, if you're with somebody every day, you might not notice it, but half an inch is not a lot of hair.
Oh, goodness. So,
I missed my hair so much.
I meant to tell you, remember how we were talking a few weeks ago about the cat shows?
Yes. Are you in flooded with the videos? Cause I am.
No, but there was a finalist.
Was it your cat?
No. But this finalist, the cat in the cat show, had the best name.
Okay, good ever. Pet name.
Yeah.
Okay, it was a cat. Pet name was?
Meownaise.
Oh, wow. That's good. I love a good pun.
Yeah.
Cats are easier for puns, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Because dog is just dog, unless you use canine or like mutt or something.
Yeah.
Like Chase Muttley was a popular one.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. I like that.
That was a popular one. I do remember that.
Yeah.
But cats are definitely easier for puns, I think. Okay. Last night I go out to watch the Sixers game, right? And I get home at 9:50. And the news is about to start, 10 o'clock news.
Uh-huh.
So my parents are sitting on the couch. And I start talking about my day, and they're like, shh, we have to listen to the story. I'm like, okay. And the story comes on. It's like the lead, second story. And it's about a building that got robbed in Northeast Philly.
Okay.
So they first interview a guy. He's like, you know, I don't know what's going on here. His name's Brian Murphy. Like every guy in Northeast Philly's name that. Or John Casey or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know what's going on there. But every time people put this address in their GPS, they wind up knocking at my door. So like, I'm watching the story. And it's this place called Freedom Hall. And it looks like it's like run down, gated up, like it was something before.
Okay.
And it happened to be a private swingers club, right?
Oh, boy.
So I guess there was an ATM inside. It's cash only, non-traceable. So someone knew that there was a ton of cash there. So it got robbed. So the story's like 3 minutes long. And story ends. And in my head, I'm like, why did they want to see this? Like, we're from Northeast Philly, whatever. But like, why did you want to see this specifically? And my dad said, that's where we got married.
No way.
It was a catering hall back in the 80s called Rosewood. And then, like, obviously these places, there's turnover on them. Turned over to a bunch of things. And then when it got robbed, now it's a swingers club. It was not a swingers club when they got married.
Oh, my god!
But
gosh.
It is a swingers club now called Saints and Sinners. Like, yep, wow. That's where we got married. I was
what
like,
a
what?
Story.
I went, oh, my god. And I couldn't tell it on the radio today, so I told it to everybody I know.
Oh, wow.
So good. It's quick, easy. Like, I can make that into a stand-up bit. We're done.
We got married at the church that's on the grounds of my high school.
Okay. And like next to? Oh, like the church.
Yeah, like they share a parking lot.
Like the schools usually surround the church, Catholic schools, I guess. So
yeah,
because like
I went to Catholic school. Yeah. And I haven't been back inside my high school since high school. And I'm going back tomorrow. I'm doing a career day.
Okay. Like, I'm unemployed. What the hell am I going to talk about?
So they they sent an email out to all the alumni and they were trying to look for a diverse group of people. And, you know, they wanted like a lot of variety for career day. So you could appeal to a lot of kids, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, so what are the chances that they have somebody in radio coming to talk to them? Probably
zero.
Very slim.
Yeah.
So I signed up for it. So I'm going back tomorrow. And I'm just a little nervous because I'm a little nervous because a couple things. I haven't been to my high school since I was in high school.
Okay.
And
I wonder if they have the same uniforms as you do.
It's similar, okay. Very similar. And I used to substitute teach.
At that school?
No. At a different school.
Okay.
But when I did substitute teach, I did a few weeks here and there in high school, and they were not nice.
Yeah, dude, kids are mean,
nervous.
Bro.
I'm really nervous. That,
kids
like,
are mean.
They're going to fall asleep during my presentation, or they're just going to, like, give me a hard time, and they're going to hate me, and I don't know. I'm just...
You know what's going to happen. I'm telling you this is what's going to happen. You're going to be the last one. Like, let's say they put, like, five people up front. It's going to be, like, doctor, lawyer, nurse, radio person. Here's how I know that. I went back to speak at my college in a communications class about ethics, okay?
Yeah.
It was three people. It was a journalist for Reuters, a person who wrote for the New York Times, and at that time, I was doing, like, small-town country radio.
Like, what do you say to high school kids to keep them intrigued? Like, how do you?
I don't know. They're not.
I got a bunch of swag, thinking that it would like keep them, you know, interactive.
Do, like a t-shirt.
If
toss.
They answer a question, I'll like give them something for participating.
I like how your radio career is backwards. Like, you started on the air, and now you're promotions. Like, usually most of us start out giving out t-shirts to people who don't want them, and now you're doing it backwards. That's a full circle moment.
I just don't want it to absolutely suck.
What are you gonna say?
Well, they gave us a couple questions to use as guidelines,
okay.
Because they kind of gave us the framework. You know, if you can answer these questions in your presentation, like, this is a good place to start.
Okay.
And then I figured...
Like, generic questions?
Yeah, you know, like, just basics about your job,
okay.
Right? Like, how to tell your story, how did you get into it, you know, and they want you to kind of explain, like, what the industry looks like, what's a starting salary,
yeah,
things like that. So I've got all that planned out. But then I also figured, well, why don't I, like, use this as a unique opportunity to try and
convince them not to get into radio. Oh, sorry.
No, but maybe combat the idea that radio is, like, a dying form of media.
Yeah,
this is
a tightrope. This is the battle we fight every
day.
I
know, and so I came up with, like, a pretty good strategy of, like, how to, you know, ask the right questions and kind of work that into the conversation. So, I don't know, maybe I'll influence one person.
Yeah, you know.
I just hope that they don't all, like,
they're not
yawn
gonna,
in
you,
the middle.
I'll, you might have the most, like, interesting career because, like, you know, like a doctor.
Yeah.
These people don't, this is not a knock on doctors, but, like,
no, but not everybody's going to go to med school.
No one you got to communicate well to keep kids entertained.
Yeah.
Speaking of entertaining, some lady complained about me. Did I send you that email?
Yes.
They said I was not positive and upbeat.
Yeah.
So I'm not allowed to read negative emails on the air here.
You're making people sad.
Unlike JBR, where I read all the negative emails on the air, except for one, but we know who wrote that, JB. So they called us both fat. I'm like, tell me something that I don't know. Like,
It's like, you know, don't throw stones.
I haven't seen a single ex in years, all right? So, but yeah, so then I went on the air and I'm like, well, we're going to keep it positive and upbeat today. I had to do like a little dig. You ever, I'm trying to frame this the right way. You ever just get a click in your head, like an idea, like your mind changes instantly, like a, doesn't happen for me often. It's just like, oh, realization moment. And then it's like, done. So, match with a girl on Hinge, right?
Okay.
So this is like Saturday night, late match. I don't notice until Sunday morning. So we talk all day Sunday on the app. And at the end of the day, we're like, let's just exchange numbers. We'll probably meet up at some point. Cool. Okay. That's Sunday night at like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
Okay.
I go to bed. I wake up on Monday. I have a lot to do because now I have to work the rest of the week through the weekend. So I'm like, busy day.
Right.
So like, I'm not in constant communication with everybody. Like on Sunday, I had time. Like I was sitting here. We were just giving away tickets. I went home. We were watching golf. So like, I had time to just be on my phone. Monday, I got to get up. I had to do like yard work. I had to take care of the dog. I had to do a bunch of just stuff.
Yeah.
It's like Monday. I have not texted her on Monday. This is, mind you, like maybe 24 hours after we have like ended our conversation.
Right.
And she texts me, oh, I guess you're not interested. And like, I literally went done. Like that was I'm done. So I just haven't texted her since. I'm like, what? I'm like, we're 33 years old. Like I don't have time for that. I don't have time for this quick flip. I feel like I made a right decision here.
Yes, you absolutely did. Because
just a click, Deanna.
Yeah. No, there's so many things wrong with this. This is really what gets on my nerves. It's because annoying. Like you said, you're in your 30s. Like we are way too old for games like this.
Like, I'm like, I'm in and out. We're figuring this out.
What?
We like each other. Let's
was she the last person who texted, or were you the last person who texted?
I think she might have been.
Did she text anything that that required a response?
No. Now, mind you, I am, like, you know, with my emails, if it doesn't require a response, I'm not responding.
You don't respond.
I don't need irrelevant exchange of conversation.
Right.
Right? But then I was like, okay. And then I screenshotted it and sent it to all my friends. I was like, am I wrong? They're like, no, like, this is insane.
Yeah, I don't think you are.
So she'll probably find out on this podcast if she listens, but we'll see. I haven't had a click like that in a while.
No, I would not say you're wrong on this one. I would absolutely, actually, right? I would 100% back you up.
See?
Send her my way.
God. She's going to find this now. She follows me on Instagram, so she's going to like.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, that's the name of the game. Listen, you. Too old. Love is not a game. We're too old for this. Like, you don't have to play the hard to get thing. You don't have to, like, you know,
you're not interested.
Like, no, if she wanted to talk to you on Monday when you were too busy to message anyone, she could have said, hey, how's your day going? What are you up to?
Dude, this is legitimately why I think, like, I'm just going to set my age range to like chicks who are 35.
Ugh,
right.
Yeah.
Just like, boom.
Yeah, because they don't have time for games.
I got time. Yeah. I got a lot of time. I don't have time for that.
No, because there's so many other things we could be doing.
Just like, but then every time like I see someone who's like 40, I'm like,
annoying.
That's Deanna's age. It's not a knock on you. I'm just like, she's so much more advanced than I am.
I don't think I like that.
No, it's like owns a home. Like, it's not. You're not unstable enough.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
All right.
Where it's like, all right, you figured it out too much. I need someone who slightly figured it out. I feel like this makes sense.
Okay.
I need, like.
You redeemed yourself.
If you're, this is exactly how I think. Like, yeah, 27-year-olds are hot, but like, they don't know what's going on.
They need to get their stuff together.
Like 30, you're still trying to figure out. I'll be 33 in June. Like 35, like you're like, what year did you get married? We got married like 32, right?
8 years this October. So
32.
Yeah, 33. I'm 41.
Yeah.
33.
So, like, that's like you figured it out, boom, mm-hmm. and then you got married, then you figured out more stuff. So now you have like a home, pets, plants, S like that. There's a lot of people younger than me that don't have it figured out. I don't have a lot of it figured out. I think I need someone who has some of it figured out. I have some of it figured out. That's the compatible thing.
You got to find a chick with a dog.
Yeah, there's a lot of chicks with dogs.
Find a chick with a dog.
Yeah.
Because she's got a responsibility. Someone else is relying on her to survive.
This is a crazy thing to say, and it's going to sound kind of shallow. Like, good career, too, because then you're, like, focused on something. Not because of money, but it's just, like, I see.
Or at least, like, a steady job she's been at for more than a year.
Well, coming from someone, me, who's only been at jobs for 2 years at a time.
Well, I don't know if I can set that one up. You've been in the same industry.
It's true.
You know, you have a career.
People move through companies. That I guess this is kind of the way I can go with
this. This is different. We are artistic folk.
Yeah.
You have a career in a business that's, like, you know.
Yeah.
A little volatile.
If you're 35, have a dog, live in Center City, maybe wear transparent glasses, frames.
Maybe you should like narrow down your search to that.
I did. I did narrow it down. Now I'm like, all right. But I do have the rule where if I see anybody I went to high school with, I have to like them. So, because all my friends married someone from high school, and I guess we should probably try and do that.
Speaking of dogs, I was filling in on one of our sister stations in Jersey last week. So I was driving a different route than I normally drive, and I'm going through parts of North Jersey. And on this one road, the houses are really spaced out. It kind of looked like parts of Pennsylvania where there's just like a lot of land in between.
Did you go to Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay. Because usually you record here for Jersey.
Right. Yeah. So I was there, and I'm driving home one day from the studio in North Jersey in Somerset. And I'm on this one road, and there's, like, nothing. And then all of a sudden, on my right, there's, like, this big structure. And I look to my right, and in front of this house is this huge, huge mailbox. And it just, at first glance, it just looked like a big, like, 4-foot-tall blob of nothing, like, brown blob. It almost looked like, from far away, it looked like they had built a cave around their mailbox.
Okay, like
but
a hut.
As I looked closer.
Was it a horse trailer?
It was a dog. It was a mailbox. Okay. Like,
a dog-shaped mailbox.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was huge. Like, what, I'm
what
not
kind of
exaggerating.
Was it a generic dog?
French bulldog face is what I saw as I was driving by.
I could have guessed that.
I mean, this thing was gigantic. It was like as big as one of these windows. Probably bigger, and these windows are big.
I will say that people who own French bulldogs are obsessed with French
with
bulldogs.
French
like,
bulldog.
I am, like, we have a golden retriever, English cream retriever.
Yeah.
Golden retriever people are obsessed. French bulldog people, next level.
Oh, this
shirts,
was outrageous.
Hats, like, mailbox now, apparently mailbox.
I've never seen anything like this in my life. Well,
the
so
nose?
It had like an actual mailbox in it.
Okay.
But the casing, the house that the mailbox lived in was a 4-foot-tall French bulldog head.
I would have drove by.
It was insane.
And said these people have a minimum of 3 of them at one time. Pookie, Dookie, and Whoopie.
Honestly, Justin, I was so close to turning back around and taking a photo so I could show you.
Did you talk about on the air?
No.
Oh, someone would have called.
Oh, absolutely, because it was like a mile from the station.
Did you go to the studio and look in their fridge? I always look in fridges.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Well,
because
I put my lunch in there.
Yes. Yeah, so what was the fridge situation?
Nothing. They had a bunch of coffee creamers in the bottom drawer.
Oh,
and then like a fridge pack of baking soda, and that was it.
We have like a lot of fridges here.
Yeah,
like there's one in the MMR kitchen. There's two in the other kitchen. Some people have. There's so many
there's
fridges.
A lot of
here.
Fridges. They had a nice little coffee machine.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually good. Was it like a Keurig or was?
No, it was close to a Keurig, but it's the one where the coffee comes in little bags.
Oh,
with like
I
the plastic
talking
tab,
about.
And you
yeah.
slide it in and pot, and then it disposes itself.
These are the things when I go to a new office. I'm looking. I always look at the fridge first. But when I go to people's houses, I look in the fridge,
good
too.
Good coffee machine.
Like, I'm like, what's the fridge sitch? Like, what do we got sauce-wise? What do we got drink-wise? Like, what are we? I feel like a fridge really tells the personality of a place.
They had the essentials. I mean, the building was older, but they had the essentials. They had a coffee machine. They had a fridge. They had a sink. And they had a vending machine. So that was good.
Now, was it nicer than the WJBR studios? Because that place was an asshole.
I would say
comparable.
Same, yeah, was I would the, say yeah.
Did the roof fall in like
close.
Ours?
Close. You know what? I didn't even look at the roof.
So if you don't know,
I didn't look up very much, but
at JBR, our roof fell in like 3 times.
Well, you start to notice a lot of things when you're in a space all the time.
Well, this was hard. I feel like JBR was easy to notice because there was a giant hole in the ceiling.
This was an older building to the point where some of the interior walls were exterior materials, like cinder block.
I worked in a radio station like that as well.
The
old radio station was in the middle. It was glass bricks.
Yeah.
Smoked, kind of, like the smoked glass.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I first, like, worked there, I'm like, these walls are really weird. And then I noticed that it was all barn doors for the offices. Like, we built this around this. The station was 100 years old, so, like, the old building, but it stunk. And the studio was a hallway. It was wild. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, Deanna started a nice studio. I started in a freaking barn. Now she's giving out t-shirts. That's a good arc for everybody. There's hair on my mic.
Oh boy.
Dude, you know what I gotta talk about hair now. What are you talking about it? I get it now with like how like you pull hair out and throw it in the trash can.
Yeah.
Like I have to do that now because I have long hair on top. Like
What do you mean you get it now?
Like I always had short hair.
But you never understood how, like, hair just ended up in places?
It's freaking everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so gross. Now I get it now.
Oh, my God, are you
now.
Kidding me?
I go in XTU Studios when Nicole's in there, and she's, like, always throwing her hair in the trash can.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's gross.
Oh, my gosh.
And now I have long hair, and
I get it. If I run my fingers through my hair right now, I guarantee you I'll get at least 3 pieces on my finger.
But I get it. I'm still gross. It grosses me out, but I still get it. Oh, she's doing it right now. Your hair's short now, though. Shorter and blonder.
Yeah, but it still comes out the same way.
Did you dye it that color, or is it the sun?
No, I did it. I got a balayage.
I just learned how to say that 2 months ago.
It's just it's a partial highlight. It's just like an art form, the way they brush it on.
I thought it was blade.
Look, my hair's not coming out right now.
Wow, I got healthy hair.
Well, of course. When I want it to come out, it won't. Otherwise, it's all over my clothes.
Balayage. Mm-hmm. Like the country Bali.
Yeah.
Yaj.
Balayage. It's not spelled that way, but apparently that's how you say it.
Wait, hold up. Balayage?
I think it's like Bayl. It's like balayage.
All right. Well, now, because usually I like to brag about my spelling. So let's see.
Balayage sounds like it would be spelled B-A-L, but I think it's spelled B-A-Y.
Wait, dude.
It's like balayage.
Dude, I spelled it right. B-A-L-A-Y-A-G-E.
No way.
Yeah. What's up?
Yeah,
Come on.
Yeah, but no, there's definitely.
Balayage, Madison Reed. Look, I just typed it in. Balayage images. And it is. Everybody with the same haircut.
Every time I've seen it, it's been spelled B-A-Y, and I'm like, that's not balayage, that's balayage.
Do you have a haircut on dudes that you're like, that's the haircut? Like, you're like, that's a hot haircut? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know why it's called, but I gotta look it up.
I don't know so much if it's the haircut or the way that, I think it's just the way that they style it. I love when it's a very, very clean and sharp part.
Okay.
So it's like tapered.
In the middle?
And then combed.
To the middle part?
No, like a side part.
Okay.
And then
side
like,
part.
Like hard combed.
Hard comb.
Over on either side.
Okay.
And then like tight fade.
I'll Google like comb over fade.
Sure.
Comb over fade. I want you to point out which one. So I can describe it. Like this one? Like this one. Which one? We're looking at fades right now. Like the dude right here. Okay, so cut
one. I like that one.
So they cut
I know
cut,
it's a kid, but.
Yeah, but they cut the part
but
in.
But that's the cut, yeah.
Yeah, well, I had a guy do that one time, and he cut it like an inch wide.
Ooh.
It looks so bad.
Yikes.
I have a very specific one, and this is like, I see this on somebody, I'm like, ugh! Like, it's so weird, and I don't know why. It's this like short, blonde, like wavy haircut thing. I don't know what it is.
That's your cut.
That's the cut. I don't know how you would describe this.
Yeah.
Is this a bob?
Yeah.
Bob-esque. Yeah. Maybe it's because, well, you know, it was on here, Ruth from Ozark, so maybe that's why.
Oh.
I let her punch me in the face. That's Ruth from Ozark and punch her, especially with the accent. Oh.
Oh my God.
I don't know. That's the haircut.
Okay.
I'm like, oh.
That's it. Yeah, it's a short bob.
All right, short blonde bob. I don't know if I have a type, but I don't have a type. I do realize that. But this would be my type if I had to describe
anyone
it.
With that hair is your type.
Yeah, just I don't know what it is.
That's it.
I think it's because like they look like they could be mean.
What?
Like they look like they're always in the move and like they have no time for you. And I'm like, that's what I want.
Oh
please.
My God. Emotionally unavailable.
Yeah, can you just, you know, humble me a little bit? Maybe God. That's it. It's the humble haircut. That's
the humble haircut.
The humbob. That's what I want. Humbob me.
Oh goodness.
I'm gonna
gracious.
Put that on my profile and see if anybody jumps on it. Do you have a humbob? I don't know what it
no
is.
No one's gonna know what that is.
And they listen to this.
You just made that up.
It's short, blonde, wavy hair. Now that we've talked about haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
We're at 25.
All right. So.
It's hot in here again.
So Liar Liar was stories about vacation. Went on vacation in California. Tried In-N-Out for the first time. Woke up in hives. Thought it was the food. Realized it was my sunscreen.
Went to vacation in Myrtle Beach with the fam. We got our condo. Great. My aunt went to her condo. And somebody had freshly shaven their body in the bathroom area, and I was telling the truth. It was horrifying.
I stole that story. That's Brett Radler's story.
It's a good
story. He's in California right now.
That sounds like a Brett Radler story.
He woke up in hives today, and he told me it was his sunscreen.
My monster-style burger made me break out. I just realized when you told that I responded to you and Chris in my head and not through text.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Chris Leonard.
This is my love. I just like literally went, I just didn't.
Chris Leonard sent us both a text this morning and I answered and you didn't.
In my head, I was driving and I responded in my head. There was also two cops around me, so that's why I didn't.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, so he's got like the charity thing going on. So that's
yes,
why.
Which we should plug for him. So the Emmanuel Dining Room is part of the Ministry of Caring out in Wilmington, Delaware. And they are having a Vegas style auction. Next weekend, the 28th, from 3 to 6, and there's going to be lots of...
stuff.
Yeah, lots of things you can take home, you can bid on. There's, you know, an auction, and the money is going to go towards the Emmanuel Dining Room to help feed people in need.
I was looking on the site to see if he has anything listed. I know things, but I don't want to say them just in case they don't show up. But yeah, so... You can email Chris, too. I love his email. Do you ever see his Gmail?
DJ Smooth?
No.
Oh.
He's, that one's really good. Also, we got to get a better name. ChristopherPaul.Leonard @gmail.com.
Right.
CP Paul. CP Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Paul. He sounds like a prince.
Oh, I love it.
But yeah, so you can buy tickets there if you go to ministryofcaring.org. And you can email Chris, too. 2-6 Chase Center on the Riverfront.
Okay.
It'll be good. I have to get him something.
And don't forget about our website, DeannaandJustin.com, social media at Deanna and Justin in the morning, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, X, and our text line, 215-995-1139. Feel free to text us. Whenever you want.
There's cake in the break room if you want to eat it.
Oh, great, because I just had a brownie down at MGK.
Well, they were filming a cake smash video, and then I showed them ours, and they were like, damn it, we should have watched that first. I was like, thank you. We know what we're doing. Okay.
Okay, bye, mayonnaise.